Shoot.
Well, how's this week been going? You know, it was only a couple weeks ago that you were preparing for the same team. Did that help? Has that helped as you go through this week of preparation?
They've done some things still similar on film, but you know, they've also done a lot more. It's a lot to prepare for, you know, and trying to make the most out of each day as far as preparation game planning goes, and we'll give it our best on Saturday night.
How much have they improved when you watched them from the last time you played them to now?
Of course they're always a great run team. Tebow's he has a lot more. You can tell he has a lot more confidence in his throws, and they're making big plays, obviously. So we have a lot to prepare and work for.
You talk about the run game. It kind of that first quarter when they had the ball last time, they kind of put it on you. How do you go about making those stops like you did in the from the game from the second quarter on?
We've obviously went back and watched the film from the first game and made corrections, and that's what we're working on this week in practice, and getting ready for it. But hey, I gotta be prepared for everything, and so it's gonna be like it is every week, a big end game adjustment game. So we just have to prepare for a lot, and when we go out there, try to do what the coaches trying to get out of as far as in-game adjustments go after that.
Is the importance of getting off to a quick start magnified when it's a playoff game? You don't want to do like you had to do the last couple weeks?
Oh, yes, sir. Definitely. I mean, definitely not trying to spot a team, 21, 17-point lead, whatever the case, has been in the past. So, it's this time of year, it's hard, to win those kind of games.
Did it surprise you watching the Broncos and the Steelers last week? Were you surprised at the outcome and how Denver was able to win that game?
Not at all. You throw everything out the window this time of year. Records, stats, individual awards, it doesn't matter. Whatever team comes out and plays better ball that particular day is going to win.
What's sort of the attitude of this defense after kind of the stats and stuff from the end of the year? Is that do those things matter, yards? How do you guys kind of approach it?
Like I said, it's almost a new season in a sense, it's a take a game, one game at a time, try to play every play as it's your last, which very well could be, as far as these games go, we have to just go out there, work as hard as we can, during the week, and then leave it all on the line Saturday.
Is it important within the secondary for there to be defined roles once you get to this point of the season, or is the fact that you have so many versatile guys, interchangeable parts, is that more important so that within a game you can mix and match if need be?
Like I said, as far as adjustments go, it's very, very beneficial for a team to have, guys who can do multiple things and play multiple roles. And, that's going to be important, heading down this home stretch.
What's that challenge been like this year in the secondary? Because you guys have had so many different guys rotating in because of injuries or whatever it might be.
That's the nature of the business, unfortunately, sometimes. Injuries happen or whatever the case be. And, guys are called upon who aren't normally in those kind of roles, but you always have to prepare like you're a starter, and credit guys have done a great job with that this year.